Welcome to the Deep Dive. So you shared some really interesting stuff with us today, focusing on how blog content works or should work on the web right now.
That's right.
And our mission here basically is to get a handle on how blogging needs to evolve to stay effective, especially with AI becoming such a big part of the picture. You're looking to get up to speed on this quickly, yeah.
Precisely. And the material really highlights a key shift. It's a definite move away from those really long, kind of rambling blog posts stuffed with keywords.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
That whole approach, repeating search terms over and over, sometimes it felt really forced.
Right. So let's talk about why that old style isn't working anymore, according to the source. I definitely recall clicking on articles and feeling like, ooh, I have to dig through so much text just to find the one thing I need.
Exactly that. The old strategy was often about length and just, well, packing in those keywords, probably trying to game the search engine rankings, right?
Yeah, probably.
But the result, often content that didn't really help the reader quickly, it could meander and frankly just add to that feeling of information overload we all want to avoid.
Okay, so what's the alternative? The source mentions this idea of a modern blog post being a utility tool. What does that actually look like in practice?
It's a great way to put it. The core idea is that every single post should work like a specific tool designed for one particular job. It needs to directly answer one question or solve one, hyper-focused problem. The source gave a good comparison instead of something broad like, I don't know, why HVAC systems matter in Texas, which is huge.
Very broad.
You'd narrow it right down to something like, is it worth getting a heat pump in Austin's climate? See? Super specific.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Delivers value right away. It doesn't just dump information.
Exactly. And that focus, it's not just better for the reader, it helps AI understand the point, and it can really improve how your blog performs by attracting people who need that specific answer.
Okay, so focusing like a laser beam. Got it. So if we're creating this kind of AI-ready content, what are the actual building blocks, the structure? The source mentioned some key elements, right? Now that we get the why, let's dig into the how.
Yeah, definitely. There are some clear guidelines. First, keep it short, get to the point quickly. Seems obvious, but.
But often isn't done.
Right. Second, make sure the language, the arguments, everything is really clear. Use headings effectively, like signposts.
Okay, like what?
The source actually suggested things like what you need to know or, simple pros and cons, things that immediately tell you what a section is about.
That makes sense. Helps with skimming.
Totally.
Yeah.
And finally, wrap it up with a simple summary or maybe even a checklist at the end. It just helps lock in the main point.
Headings and summaries. Yeah, that definitely makes content easier to scan through, which the source mentioned too. And I guess this structure isn't just for us impatient humans anymore, is it? Sounds like it makes it way easier for AI to sort of digest the content too.
That's exactly it. And that ties right into the next point the source made, making content quotable.
Quotable, how so?
Well, think about it. When your writing is clear, really focused and structured well with those headings and maybe a summary.
It's easier to pull out the key bits.
Precisely. It naturally makes it easier for AI systems and other people too, frankly, to grab the essential information and cite it accurately. It's kind of a natural consequence of making something genuinely useful and easy to understand. I've actually seen this work. When content becomes more focused like this, engagement often goes up compared to the older, broader stuff.
Okay, so wrapping this up then, the main takeaway for you listening in is really about this pretty fundamental shift. We're moving away from just writing long articles filled with keywords.
Right.
It's now about creating stuff that's concise, really focused, well-structured, something that genuinely helps the reader like a tool. And crucially, it's also easy for AI to make sense of and use. That's how you create content that, well, actually works today.
Absolutely. And that leaves us with a final thought, maybe something for you to chew on. Given this big shift towards utility and conciseness in blogs,
Yeah.
how might that make you rethink how you create information online or even how you consume it? Are you finding yourself looking more for that direct, quick answer too?
It's definitely something that applies beyond just blog posts,
Yeah.
something to
Yeah.
consider.